Blog Talk Radio.
This is it. Hold on a second. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. And I see somebody from New Jersey is on already. I want to let me open up your mic and welcome you to the show. And I'm going to do the declaration in a minute. But Clara, how are you, my dear?
Oh, just fabulous. How are you?
Cool. Awesome. I've actually got Joyce on the other line. Joyce, what time are we going to talk tomorrow? Let's do about 5:36, okay? All right, very good. All right, ciao. So let's get started with this show. I've invited a couple people to the show. And let's do the declaration and get this party started, because it's already started, because Clara's here. So the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, attaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991, April 4th. 2017, north, south, east, west, above, below, and within, a moment of silence, please, for our ancestors, so they can join up with us in this conversation. Woo! Yes! Thank you. So we're here to talk a little bit about the International Black Summit, and the question for the year is, as I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? So we'll do the purpose and some of the other things later in the show, but I want you to go check out the website, www.blacksummit.org, because we're going to Guyana, West Indies, Guyana, South America this year in August, and we want you all to be there. It's going to be awesome. I went there for the first time since 1969 this past Christmas, and I'm telling you, it's going to be very, very eye-opening and wonderful, and I'm looking forward to engaging it with the Guyanese folks, it's going to be special. So check out the website. We've got the information. You can register yourself for the summit, and you certainly can get some. We're about to put up some hotel information. We're going to be staying at the Ramada Inn, it looks like. So that's going to be up there shortly. But get yourself registered and start looking at getting your tickets together, because it's going to be one heck of a ride. Anyway, welcome, 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 Clara, to the call, to the show. We haven't heard your smiling face in a minute, and I apologize. Last week, I'm not sure what the problem was. They said that they had a technical difficulty with some server, so that's why you couldn't get in last week. So I apologize for that. And there were several other people who also texted me to let me know that they couldn't get in as well. So I was a little upset about that, but you know, the way of the world when technology works, it's a beautiful thing. And when it doesn't, oh my goodness. But anyway,
indeed.
How are you doing? You doing well, my dear?
I am doing well. Doing well. Mm-hmm.
So what have you been looking at in terms of aspects of yourself that you have been looking to embrace or further embrace, because we've been in this embrace conversation for a minute, but including the rage and the fear, because that's the thing, you know, that's the thing that I noticed I have been fearful about since this little T and his administration have been in power. I noticed that there's been rage and fear that is coming up around my spirit. And what I see to do, and what I actually had a reading, and what it said for me to do is to go to my spiritual space, to my spiritual self, and just calm myself so that I can begin to get present to what it is that I'm truly committed to and not get distracted from the noise that is being caused by this administration. So what have you noticed about the question for this year for yourself?
Wow. Glenn, I think actually that's a really, really great place to start, because I think with the new administration that people got caught up in the out there, right? You know, like out there is this person, or out there is this new regime, you know, just giving it a lot of power when the real power is within. And so I think it's interesting that in your reading they said, you know, to get back to your spiritual space, you know, because the spiritual space is that space that is within, and it really kind of grounds and focuses us. So the new administration didn't really take me, you know, one place or the other, because I realize, you know, that our true power is within, and it always starts from the ground up. So I think the administration is a great wake-up call for people to, one, identify what it is wanted or needed in, you know, various aspects, and then to really look at, you know, what I can do to have what I want, you know, from the ground up versus from, you know, versus from the top down. And from that viewpoint, it really causes, you know, a lot of the rumbling to settle down, so to speak, you know. The other thing I guess that's up for me is just inside of the space of purpose. Yeah, so I am a broker, and now I've been a broker owner now for about 3 years. But in this last, I'd say the last 6 months or so, I've actually rebranded, and I'm doing a brand that's not a franchise brand, it's my own. And with that has come a lot of, you know, challenges that come with a new, you know, with business as it is. And then when it's a new business, there's always things that come up. But inside of my space, what's been coming up is all of these opportunities that keep moving me in a direction. And it's funny because it's things that I've been doing for a long, long time. I've been doing it for a while, and it never occurred to me that, you know, maybe this is something that you should pursue in a different kind of way.
So
that's been, I think, you know, just kind of looking at the things that bring me really great joy and looking at the things that I do. Also with the new brand, one of the reasons why I did the new brand was because I had this new, I had an epiphany for a different way to do things. And what I noticed is I have not been true to myself, and I fell back into, you know, the normal traditional way instead of really stepping into what I consider to be a new paradigm for doing business. And so I keep getting I feel like I'm being challenged, and, you know, I don't know if I would call it, I'll call it fear to do this new paradigm. Like, you know, it's comfortable to do things the way you've always done them, the way everybody else is doing them. But to step into a new space really requires focus. That's what I'll call it.
Yes.
It really requires, requires focus. It also requires not being drawn back into, you know, oh, well, why aren't you doing this? Or why aren't you doing that? Or, how, you know, just
that, that
how
comfort
you,
zone, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's definitely a comfort zone. It's easier. You know, it's easy. That's the way you know to do it. You know, that's the way it's always worked in the past. So to jump into the new paradigm, and then it's the expectations of other people about, you know, what you're doing and what it should look like. And so I had.
I was talking with Henrietta, and she just joined the show. I'm going to open up her mic in a second. But we're talking about expectations and expectations that you have as friends, and certainly as intimate relationships and partner. And I'm engaged in this conversation called partnership inside of the Landmarks partnership program. So it's an interesting notion. Henrietta, your mic is open. Uh-oh, wait a minute, what's going on? Run script void. That doesn't look good. Something happened there. Henrietta, are you on? No, I think she dropped off. But that whole expectation is one of the huge things that we have to deal with. And one of the things that she talked about, because she's doing inside of this 40-day program, is being true to those expectations even for yourself. Like the expectations you have of others, you're expecting that of others, but are you doing that yourself? You know, are you living up to your own expectations?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I was like, ooh, that's kind of interesting. So again, that whole thing. But I just want to acknowledge you for the courage that it takes to step out on your own and to step out and do things differently, because that in itself is such it's a challenge. I mean, it really is not easy to do.
Indeed.
So I just want to acknowledge you for that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And one of the things, you know, they say you have to encourage yourself. And I noticed I noticed, you know, when I had written a piece about being in the valley, and one of the things that I noticed is that there's just a lot of beauty in the valley. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot to learn, and there's a lot of things that I hadn't probably noticed before, you know, because I wasn't hanging out in what I considered to be a valley. And so, you know, one of the first part is acknowledging, oh, I'm in a valley. And so, mm-hmm. And then the other aspect of that was really, you know, God kept sending me these things, like something had popped up about KFC and how he got started, you know, and he started, he lost everything, you know, he lost his,
mm-hmm.
His
several
wife
times.
And
several
his
times.
Children and, yeah, and he was selling chicken door to door going down the street. You know, he perfected his recipe and, you know, that's kind of where him selling meals was not in his sales plan, but he was good at cooking chicken. So he's, you know, mm-hmm. and people were requesting it. And so he started giving people what he was doing, and he was inside of his passion. That was the other part about it, you know. Then there was the piece that came up on the Radio 1. What's her name? Deborah. Is it Deborah Lee? Is her name with Radio 1? And she always had the passion about being a radio host, you know, being in radio, the whole nine yards. And she was, you know, mm-hmm. she went to school for it. She was working in it. She was at a radio station. But basically, she was homeless. She was sleeping in the studio. And then in her car, you know, this whole thing. And, you know, now she owns 26 stations, right? So it seems like, you know, Tyler Perry, you know, but, you know, he had a period where he was homeless and living in his car. So it was interesting was all of these stories kept popping up, like either in my email or on my Facebook page, or, you know, it's like popping up in my space. And I really saw it as encouragement to keep staying the course.
Yes.
You know, just keep staying the course. Like, this is part of the process. And
mm-hmm.
and I think that, you know, God sharpens you in the valley. He really, really, you know, sharpens you. And what I keep getting is just to stay focused on the vision that I was given, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the whole reason for, you know, coming out of corporate America, and I got my vision in my 20s, actually, which is kind of interesting. I got it a long time ago. And I was like, dang, you know, I'm just getting to the point where I'm starting to step into it. But I've had it all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So it took the courage to step out of corporate America. Then, you know, it took the courage to, you know, step into the next phase. And then it took the courage to step into this phase. And, you know, every part has been a learning experience. But what I kept hearing at the back of my head was, I already gave this to you a long time ago. You just need to focus. You need to keep the focus.
Yeah.
Focus on what you've been given and be about that. And when you start to be about that, you know, then I can bless you the way I want to bless you.
Things start showing up for you, right?
Right. It's that redirection. Yeah. You know, God slams doors to redirect you to where he wants you to go. And so all of these doors are opening, and it's very exciting, and it's very just to be kind of obedient and walk the path that's being put in front of me, without, you know, without the fear, just saying, don't know where this is going, but I'm gonna go that way, you know. Or at every
time. You're
going to
make it happen. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And I noticed that when I, you know, get into my being present state and just see what's available, in whatever space I'm in, some wonderful things come out of that space, like without expectation, without me planning it, without me, any of those things, just some phenomenal things are happening. So,
Well, I want to underline something, and that's that, because we started out off this conversation about the expectation, and when you're free of the expectation, you're completely creative, and you're taking what you're being given, and you're asking yourself to stay true to course. So I just, you know, that's just phenomenal. In fact, Henrietta, your mic is open. If you want to jump in anytime. And I want to bring on this brother, and he really is a brother of mine, but from a different mother. But he's been he's been working on a business, on a vision himself, and I just want to make sure that Brother Leary, did you hear this last conversation?
Yeah, I heard that lady's bona fide voice and kicking it proper and real.
Okay. Go ahead.
I know she got God in her, because you got to have God in you to be bold and daring and keep it going.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, indeed.
I could tell you that I always thought about just being on the top, just being on top, and walking on poverty and stomping on poverty, you know, and coming from Jamaica, where I walked on dirt roads, you know, and shanty towns, you know. So, you know, I see poverty from there, and I didn't stop yet. So I'm like this, right? You know, I got hit a few times, two times with strokes, you know, and all I know is that the creative one kept me going, but I was going to keep it going anyway. So I always tell myself, you know, as far as writing poetry and lyrics, you know, I'm going to keep a poem about life, keep my life in my pocket. And if I drop, there's always going to be a poem in my pocket about life, so how we got to keep on going no matter what, you know. So now this year, with people who try to stomp on you, it comes back to you, to the world. You know, you got leaders out there, you know, you got Stephen Biko, you know, the African people, the Hutsis and Tutsis, you know, they're getting stomped on constantly, boy. It's like Africa ain't rising yet, but it's trying to rise up. And they've been staying up because God got them, and they know they got to live. But I tell you what, I'm just one of them, you know what I mean? So it's like America right now, and what's going on in Europe, half of Europe is gone because of people like Assad, you know, and Putin. So we're getting, the stomp is on for days, boy. But look, my brother named G.G., Glenn Greenwich, you know, I seen that brother from day one. We are friends from 11 years old on up till now, and he's steady stomping, you know. So we gotta put the boots on and keep on stomping on mud. Oh, don't get me started, and just get the stomping going on.
Gotta keep it clean, brother. Gotta keep it clean.
Sorry, y'all. But good. You know, you better put your boots on and stay stomping on them. You know what I mean? Don't stop.
Yeah.
You know. Don't stop and keep that dream, whatever it is, keep it going, you know?
Because they're
coming for you.
Yeah, we definitely want to keep it in the flow, and it's important, as we were talking earlier, is to keep that focus. You're going to have these distractions, and you're always going to have distractions. But the opportunity is to, you know, let me go back to the question for the year. As I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? So that rage and that fear that's being brought up by those leaders that are doing what they're doing, and all of the other stuff, the opportunity
for us.
They call it
pressure.
To keep ourselves focused. on what it is that we see to do. That you know, like you have that vision for those bags and those jeans and the things that are all the things that you're working on. And Clara's working on her real estate brokerage and creating new opportunities and new areas to involve and to make commerce happen. You know, again, one of the things that we talk about is funding our community. So some of the things I'm working on are around creating a CDFI, which is a community development investment fund, which is an opportunity to support small businesses in the community to give them access to capital. So that's you know, a direct kind of thing that's going to make some things happen for our community. So, you know, it's important even more so because we're not necessarily going to get the help that we think that we should get, but it's going to cause us to be more creative in who we be and how we be. And the truth be told, we the most creative people on the planet anyway. So really is an opportunity for us I love what you said, Clara, just to focus and keep realigning ourselves. You know, one of the things that we talk about in the summit is the alignment conversation and how do we keep realigning to our commitment and our purpose in life. And as we get present to it, you know, how's that vision fit into all those pieces, and are we on track? And I love what you said, Clara, that you've had it. See, we've been given those visions years ago for some of us. Not necessarily all of us, but some of us. And it takes the courage and the fortitude and the support, because you got to have people around you who are supporting your endeavor. Because there may be times when you have to sleep in your car to stand up for what your vision is. And you may go through hard times, and you may go through what you're not used to. But it's about persevering and really standing for that which you say that you want to, your gift to the world. Because I'm clear, both of you have gifts to the world that you're standing for delivering. So, you know, and that's, for me, that's really what the summit is all about. And so I'm loving the engagement that we're having inside of the conversation of vision and purpose and standing for what it is that you're up to. So, anything else that you all would like to share? We've got 783-371, if you'd like to comment. Your mic is open as well, so please do so if you'd like to say anything at this point in time.
I want to say one thing for that lady that was just with her desires.
Clara,
I want to say to you, God bless you and all that stuff, right? And strength to you. But I tell you what, you know, I used to sleep in my car. Yeah, I did. You know, so I told myself, now I got to get a truck with some better tires to sleep in. You know what I mean? And have some big pillows, you know, because I'm going to be falling asleep in the truck the way things are going these days, huh? And so whatever I create, I got to carry everything, and I got big dreams. I got big dreams to build some buildings, you know what I mean, and make it economically sound. Of course, and also earthly sound. All the tornadoes going on in the world, that's for a reason. Tell people you better help and build something. Bottom line, that's the way I see that, you know? So you can't, don't be sleeping on your dreams. Anyway.
Absolutely.
God bless everybody.
Larry, yeah, thank you, Larry. Anything else for you, Clara? Inside of this conversation, inside of this question?
Not at the moment, Glenn. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. 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 And Henrietta's on the phone, but she's listening tonight, and she's normally my co-host. And she is conserving her energy. She's been going through some things with her 40-day program that she does. And you know, again, the thing that I love about this conversation, especially, is being true to yourself, and you know, I got to read this part again of the declaration, is that we assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. You know, it's going to take that fortitude and that energy and that focus to create unpredictable results. Because when you create something new, it's not necessarily predictable that you can take it to the level that you want to take it to. And there's always naysayers about it that, oh, well, you should do it this way and do it that way. But you've been given the grace and the insight to make it happen. So I'm just thrilled to death to be inside of this conversation. And I'm excited about having this conversation available in Guyana in August. That's truly going to be an eye-opening conversation for us being in Guyana and for the Guyanese inside of this conversation. You know, Orin often reminds me in my conversation with him that we have nothing to give the folks in Guyana, but what we will do together is we'll investigate it and discover something new and exciting together and that we'll share with each other. So I'm really looking forward to Guyana. Orin and Susan are on their way there. We'll be there in the morning at about 7 a.m. And so, what did you say?
I said nice.
Yeah. So they'll be there. They're doing a little scouting. I was there doing a little scouting earlier in the year, and Orin was there last year for the anniversary of their 50th year anniversary last year. Him and Afua were both there, and so it's. There have been a lot of changes with the new administration, and so it really is a rebirthing time. Now, I also want to bring up that 2017 is the year of renewal, or, you know, kind of restarting. So 2016 was the completion year, and so 2017 is the year of the beginning of the next 9-year cycle. So inside of that, I want us to be present to the inside of what we're directing our energy and our focus on, is that we're actually creating something inside of that, the beginning of that 9-year cycle. So it's a beautiful thing to be creating inside of the creation energy of a new beginning. So that's something else that's present as well. So I'm excited about that. And there's one other thing. That actually came to me in a reading. That was presented to me in the reading. So I just wanted to share that with you all as well. So as we go forward, you know, what's possible. Let me Let me do a little commercial here. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. And I do mean in color. And our website is www.blacksummit.org. And we are going to be, our 27th annual summit event is going to be in Guyana, South America, from August 3rd to August 6th. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. So we've been inside of that purpose the whole 27 years, and then we've been inside of this question for the last year. So we've got that purpose, and we also want to let you know that we are also have a Black Youth Summit, and we have a Black Young Adult Summit. And so we've got three levels of the conversation going on simultaneously in different rooms. And as we have done in the past, we will be having virtual. So I don't know that that's set up yet, but that's our plan, is to have virtual participation as well. So that's something that we've done in the past and we're looking to do in the future as well. So as we engage in that, as I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe. So where is that transformation going to come from? Is it going to come from outside of us? That's a question for you guys who have your mics open, which is everybody that's on. Go ahead.
I understand guy in the area. There's some medicine over there. Make sure you have some of that in your pocket when you come back. Start with that. start with that, brother. Because guess what? You know who that's doing. You know what? Not. We better have some new medicine and some strong medicine. Huh?
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
You know, I'm like begging you, bring some back. Or bring something you know about the medicine.
All right. Well, you know, after that, I'm always engaged in some kind of plant matter that is good for the body and good for the ailments, and about health and renewing our blood cells and our skin cells, and you know, all of the rejuvenation that our body needs. So I will definitely be engaged in some of that. I actually, last time I brought back some honey, some organic honey. Didn't last too long, but I'm gonna have to get a bigger bottle next time. But there's something about that honey, man. It didn't taste like any of the honey over here. Yes, but that change is going to come from us, from inside of us, from inside of what it is that we're looking to produce and to make happen. So, I'm looking forward to all of the engagements. Because, to be honest, we don't have all that much time. August is going to be here before we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. So,
Glenn, can you talk about like what airports you have to fly into, and where in Guyana? I know you mentioned the hotel, but
there's the big airport, which is the Georgetown airport, which is most of where most of the big planes land, and that's that is I'm trying to think that there's a name for it, not Reagan, what's this, but Georgetown is the big airport, and the Ramada is just outside of downtown Georgetown. So it's probably maybe about 10 minutes or so outside of the downtown Georgetown area. So Georgetown, you've got all of the big market is in the middle of town. You've got the government buildings, the Parliament building, where the judges and all that is right downtown, and the hotel is along a highway that leads outside of town that's going west towards the bridge. There's a bridge, back then bridge. And so it's about 10 minutes out of town. Now the airport, the Jagan National Airport, is probably a good 25 or 30 minutes from downtown Georgetown. So you fly into that airport, and then you take a cab from there to the Ramada. I'm not sure if they're going to set up any kind of shuttles or not. Probably not. We probably have to take a cab from there. Tickets are, Joyce and I were talking about that early today. Tickets are probably in the neighborhood of $800 to $900, so or thereabouts, after you pay the taxes and everything else around it. So that's round trip, and I think from what I understand, the hotel is going to be about two to a room and around $100 a night, something like that. So those are some of the specifics that I know about. Now I know that part of what Susan and Orin are going to be doing, they're going to be tightening up some of those things. But Nancy's been making most of the arrangements around the logistics for the hotel and the planning areas for the summit. So that's what I know for sure. And you know, as we do, things will float and move around a little bit, but you know, it'll be basically that. We've got the Ramada actually has a casino, I believe, with it, if I saw that correctly. And so there may be some things the casino, and I believe that they have some kind of a concert venue, because I think there were some concerts or something at their Ramada as well. So I think that we're staying at a good place to be able to enjoy some of the nightlife that's available without having to go off-site. So
that's very what cool. I know. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I think the people are ready for some new conversations, and you know, economic development. You know, the thing that I'm finding is economic development and real estate development is a worldwide conversation. It really is, and it doesn't matter where you live in the world, you need a house to live in, and you need some real estate to do business in. So those skill sets, I say, are international in nature, and we as entrepreneurs just have to keep looking at a wider conversation of how do we enfold our brethren around the world inside of a conversation for wealth building And as Susan said years ago, civilization building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have the opportunity to do that. I think that was something that Marcus Garvey talked about years ago. And
mm-hmm.
we now have the technology to really
mm-hmm.
globalize some conversations. And so, you know, one of the threads of conversation that I've heard as we've traversed the planet is that we as Americans, African-Americans, Caribbean-Americans, African-Americans,
mm-hmm.
we have the greatest opportunity for the distribution of knowledge and wealth. We
mm-hmm.
got the access. And so the opportunity for us is for us to share that on a worldwide. So, you know, I go into this conversation not like it's just about me, but it's really about a bigger conversation of how do we engulf our brethren around the planet inside some of these wealth-building conversations. And I do believe that we've got the access to it. And Guyana is one of the places that we can look at delivering that, as well as some of the places that we've already visited. So I'm excited for that as an opportunity. I don't know how that's going to unfold, but I'm standing in that we'll discover something together with the Guyanese, also given that that's part of my heritage as well. So I'm actually there in discovery and acknowledgement of my my ancestors as well as being
mm-hmm.
there inside of the context of the conversation. So I'm excited. I'm all kinds of excited about it. And I'm looking forward to what's gonna be discovered, because we always discover something together. And our partners in South America will deliver something to us, that which we don't know, but will create unpredictable results. So that's what I'm looking forward to and excited about, and ready to get some of that Guyanese golden sunshine and food and some mangoes and bananas and papayas and all that good stuff, get that into my body. Because there's nothing like having all that stuff fresh off the vine. You know, what we get over here is smoke, gas, injected, and, you know, countless other things. And what you get over there is truly is fresh and nourishing. So I always look forward to adventures outside of the U.S. when I can get the produce that is that truly is organic, not just has a label on it.
Indeed.
Yeah. So we've got about 7 to 8 minutes left. Anything you all would like to say? And again, everybody's mic is open, so if you'd like to jump in before we close it out, now is a good time to do that. So that's Carol and Henrietta. So if you've got if you choose to go for the gold. And of course, Clara and Larry, if you've got something that you want to contribute or say at this point in time, please do so.
When will the building start?
When will the building start? You ready for that building, huh?
When will the building start?
I know that's right. Well, you know, it has to start as an idea first. It has to start in our head. And then we look to see how do we create that. And you know, one of the things that I'm learning is that you can't do anything without the necessary funding. And so, you know, one of the conversations that I've been in is how do we get access to capital? How do we get that capital so that we can begin to buy the parts that we need to create the building? Because we can have a great idea, but if we don't have the access to capital to be able to bring it to fruition, then it just stays as an idea rather than being implemented as a real life project. So, you know, I'm excited about some of the things that I'm working on in new market tax credits for. That's an area that anybody looking for new financing and new ways of building stuff is a great opportunity to have the government support you in your economic endeavors. So that's a beautiful thing. And new market tax credits give you a forgivable piece. So there's a piece of that that you actually don't even have to give back because they're encouraging it in certain neighborhoods. And so that money, they'll give you that money for the project, and then they'll take a piece of it and say, okay, because you're in this particular neighborhood, we're gonna let you write that piece off. So remember that term, new market tax credit. So when you're building something, you've got to get the financing to do that, as well as the larger conversation of germinating that idea and watering it and nurturing it and making it grow. So that's all kit and caboodle part of the conversation of making the building happen, as you would say, my brother.
Well, I tell you what.
Yeah, man.
We already know Trump and Putin. They got no playtime in their arsenal. No playtime. So let the building begin.
That's right. We got to do it for self. We can't wait for any outside. And you know, that was an interesting thing when my daughter, who's a millennial. I think that's how you say it. She had an election watch party, and she was so distraught over the election. And one of the things I told her, I said, look, we've dealt with this before, and all there is for us to do is to circle the wagons and begin to take care of our own. And make some things happen inside of that conversation. So, you know, this distraction that we have, again, is just an opportunity for us to focus and to be engaged in the conversation of taking care of ourselves from an economic development standpoint. And we've got 804-624, you just joined the call. We've got about 3 minutes left. I just opened up your mic, so if you'd like to say something, now is a good time. And you can be silent, too. That's fine. So your mic is open if you want to say something. We've got about just about 3 minutes left. This is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Please come check out our site, www.blacksummit.org. We are going to Guyana in 2017, so that's something that you do not want to miss. We're going to Guyana, South America. We're going to have a powerful trip there. As we engage in the question, as I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? So the bottom line is we're going to make whatever's available available. So it is up to us to generate and create that possibility, that idea, that building, as you said, Larry, that's going to make things happen around the planet and certainly back home in our community. So, any closing thoughts before we shut this down for the evening? Anybody?
Blessings to all. That's what I say. Blessings to all and continue, Mr. Greenwich, huh? Continue.
Well, thank
with
you,
the
my
plans.
Brother.
Because we need some plans to keep on going, huh? We don't know these days. We don't know.
We don't know, but yet we do know. We know that we are the source and the have the focus to take us and each other to the next level. So, that's a possibility and opportunity that we are. That's what we stand for inside of the International Black Summit, creating a possibility of unpredictable results. And the only way to do it is inside of a focus and a vision and a purpose. So with that, I'm going to close it out for tonight. Thank you for joining us. Again, our website is www.blacksummit.org. Check out the information. Register yourself for the International Black Summit event, which, again, will be the 26th event. The 27th Annual Summit event. And that will be taking place August 3rd through August 6th in Guyana, in Georgetown, Guyana, South America. So with that,
Glenn.
Yes, hey, Henrietta.
Hey, that's a great conversation. I just wanted to remind everybody that the early bird special lasts for 10 more days, so you could actually register for $100. And there's a family registration also. So if you and, three or four of your friends want to come as a family, it's like you create your own family. So just, letting everybody know to take advantage of the early bird special, please. Thank you. That's
absolutely
it, Glenn.
Okay, great. Beautiful. See that?
Okay.
See? That's my co-host. Throwing it out. Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate
and
that.
And it's left.
All
just
right.
Less than that for children. And, so
that's
just
it.
go to the website. The early bird.
Go to the website.
Thank
and
you,
check
please.
It out. We've got a lot of good information there. So with that, I'm going to bid us adieu. Thank you again for joining the show. Peace and blessings, and may all your endeavors come true and into fruition. Peace and blessings. Good night.
Blessings to everybody.
Good night.
Good
night.
All right. Good night. Good night.